Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have a plethora of Christmas music along with some news and some community announcements. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this comes from news.un.org. Although the Philippines has made gains in combating sales and sexual exploitation of children, greater efforts need to be made to protect them, a UN-appointed human rights expert has said. Mama Fatima Singate, a special reporter on sale and sexual exploitation of children, concluded an 11-day visit to the country on Friday, where she met with the government officials, UN agencies, civil society representatives, faith-based leaders, diplomats, and local boys and girls. She commended a recent law that requires social media platforms and internet service providers to step up effort to counter sexual abuse of young people. Ms. Singate also was encouraged by good practices such as the operation of a center which provides a one-stop medical, psychiatric, and social welfare services, but highlighted the need for more action. The Philippines must set up a robust system for detection of crimes, handling and enhancing capacities of officials and social workers involved in child protection to provide meaningful support and rehabilitation to victims and survivors, she said. The rights expert urged the government and stakeholders to ramp up efforts to combat child trafficking, child marriage, the sale of children through illegal adoption, sexual exploitation of children in the context of travel and tourism, as well as teenage pregnancy. She noted, for example, that the explicit legal provision is lacking the law to penalize the sexual exploitation of children within the travel and tourism industry. Officials in this sector do not appear to have adequate information on the issues, scope, and manifestation of sexual exploitation in the context of travel tourism. They will require extensive training and on this issue, she said in a statement. Pointed gaps and challenges, Ms. Singate has recommended development of a centralized, accurate data incidents and cases of child sexual abuse and exploitation. She added that the greater attention must be given to the issue of sexual exploitation in the context of tourism and transactional sex. The authorities also were urged to scale up the support of vulnerable groups, including children with disabilities and those with indigenous, ethnic, and minority communities. It is important to allocate the adequate resources and adopt a child-centered, trauma-informed, age- and gender-sensitive approach to mitigate and amplify the risk to vulnerable children, she said. Special reporters like Singate are appointed by the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. These experts are mandated to monitor and report on specific country situations or thematic issues. They're independent of any government organization operating in their individual capacity and are neither UN staff nor they are paid for their work. Ms. Singate will present a report on her findings and recommendations to the council in March. But right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from Sharon Cornetta, and the name of this song is Miss Kitkong Christmas. Miss Kitkong Christmas.
Malungkot pagka
Sharon Cuneta with Miss Kita Kong Christmas. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time at 90.3 FM, online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And if you like to listen to our show on your phone or your tablets or your iPad, you can do so by going to Google Play or the Apple Store and downloading the KFAI app. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk. And this comes from Yahoo. A park in San Jose, California has been named after the Filipino-American labor leaders of the Delano grape strike and boycott in 1965. The park was named Delano Manongs to honor the farm workers involved in the social justice and labor movement led by Larry Itlog, who revolutionized labor rights in the U.S. Manongs is an Ilocano term meaning elder brother. The Delano Manong Park, which features a playground and picnic table, is located to the corner of Gemelli Way and Beechnut Drive in East San Jose. The San Jose Department of Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Services held the dedication ceremony at the park along with Filipino community leaders and elected officials. The city of San Jose values its Filipino-American community, and we're blessed to be surrounded by such a loving community, said Magdalena Carrasco, a councilmember of San Jose. In 2021, Daniel Lasso, a member of the Filipino-American nonprofit group Lead Filipino submitted the Capitol Avenue Park's name as a community poll entry. After 6 months and two public opinion surveys, the name Delano Manong's Park earned the most votes. Not only did I find the name fitting to recognize our Filipino-American history, but this was a time of a lot of Asian hate and racism, especially to our senior community, Lasso said. This name really honors our Lolas and Lolas and preserves the history that the Asian Americans has always been resilient and organized. And once again, that comes from the newsyahoo.com. And we're going to head over to our next article of the evening. And this also comes from Yahoo as well. Set in a fancy world of talking vehicles, Firebuds featuring Bo, who has a Filipino father and a Jewish mother. The computer animated series follows Bo's group of friends, all children of first responders, as they embark on adventures to help their community. The children's show was created by Craig Gerber, whose son was an inspiration behind the main character's fire truck sidekick. When my youngest son was 3, he was obsessed with fire trucks. He would dress up in a fire chief outfit and carry around a toy fire truck, talking to it like it was his best friend, Gerber tells Next Shark. It got me thinking how happy he would be as if his fire truck came to life and was a kid just like him. They could be roommates who could go on rescues together in a world where people live, work, and play with their talking vehicles. The rest of the Firebirds grew from the kernel of an idea, all thanks to my son's love of fire trucks. Gerber's cast and creative team include many Filipinos, including writer and directors such as Crystal Banzon and Jules Agamuntag. Banzon, a queer first-generation Filipino-American, took inspiration from her own Filipino roots in the show's upcoming episode, Bayani Cookout. Banzon touched on Filipino culture, highlighting the intergenerational connection within families, as well as respect for one's elders. Bo's grandfather, Lolo Ben, inspired by the writer's own grandfather. The episode will feature a scene in which Bo and Lolo Ben make lumpia, a Filipino version of a spring roll filled with meat and vegetables. There was many mornings where I remember him rolling lumpia silently in the kitchen, and even in that silence, we knew he loved us. And we loved him, Banzon says. I wanted to show Bo in that awkward and humorous position as a first-generation Filipino-American kid, desiring a connection with his Lolo, who was from a different time, culture, and place, she adds. When Bo and Lolo Ben finally connect in their shared interests is a magical and musical moment that I hope portrays what I tell my own children, that we can have a connection with our elders and how lucky we are to have them with us. Banzon, who is married and has 2 children, informs a story in the show through her own family experiences. She previously received a Fulbright fellowship to study theater in the Philippines before working as an assistant director and dramaturg in New York City. As a mother and as a Filipino-American, it means so much to me to see a Filipino-American on a kid's Disney show, Banzon says. My children are Nicolpinos, half Filipino, half Nicaraguan, and I see the delight on their faces when they recognize their family on screen. I grew up rarely seeing my old culture mirrored back to us, so the few times I did see Filipinos in a show or movie, a tiny part inside of me cringed thinking on how strange do we belong there? Through the Disney series, the writers hope her children will not view Filipinos or queer families as strange to see on screen. As the show features a diverse cast of characters, Banzon believes that there is a responsibility to feature underrepresented voices. In kids' programming particularly, there is a big, beautiful response to show kids the magnificent diversity of the world. That work is particularly fulfilling when a show represents your culture and puts an effort into being inclusive and representative of what the world we live in. There can be a lot of pressure when you are writing to represent a specific culture, so I try to speak from my personal experience as a first-generation Filipino-American, hoping that that resonates with other Filipinos as well as our audience at large. And for right now, we are going to play a song from the artist known as Rico J. Puno. And the name of this particular track is entitled "You're All I Want for Christmas."
Each day is just like Christmas. Anytime that I'm with you,
sweetheart. Sorry, Ann. Wala kasi akong kayang ibigay sa'yo kundi Christmas card. Pero di bale, andito naman ako, di ba? Mas mahal mo ako kaysa sa Christmas card, di ba? Pero meron pa akong isang regalo sa'yo. Ibubulong ko sa'yo. Do you know that I love you very, very much?
That I'll wait on Christmas.
And that was Rico J. Puno. You're All I Want for Christmas. Right now, we do have some time for a community announcement. On Thursday, December the 29th, beginning at 7 p.m., the Rizalde celebration will be taking place at the actually it's a virtual event, and for more information in regards to this virtual event, you can contact contact Jonathan Sombrano at 651-428-5953. And in the next couple of weeks, we will be having some special guests here on the Filipino American National News. We should be taping an interview with Camille McCoy, who is a grad assistant coach at North Central University, which is right near U.S. Bank Stadium. This is her first year there as a grad assistant. And last year she had the same position at Crown College in St. Bonavicious, Minnesota, and she previously had won a state high school championship at Park Center. And then just got some word that freshman basketball player at the University of the East in the Philippines, Minneapolis' own Gani Stevens will be home for Christmas, and we will be hopefully sitting down with Gani in regards to speaking to him about his experience so far playing basketball abroad in the Philippines. And we made a connection with the Dallas Stars, and we'll be interviewing Jason Robertson, who is one of the leading scorers in the NHL at the young age of 23. If you listened a few weeks back, we had his younger brother, Nicholas Robertson, a left winger on the Toronto Maple Leafs. But to get to know Jason a little bit, here's an article about him as well. Nickname Robo. The 23-year-old Filipino-American rising hockey star has so far made 23 goals in 25 games. He's also accumulated 41 points, combined goals and assists in total, landing him in third place in the league behind Edmonton Oilers' Connor McDavid, 47 points, and Leon Drysdale at 42 points. Robertson, whose mother was born in the Philippines, is one of four players of Philippine descent currently playing in the NHL, a list that includes his younger brother, Nicholas Robertson, of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Devin Shore of the Edmonton Oilers, and Matt Dumba of the Minnesota Wild. Early in his career, the athlete acknowledged the possibility of becoming a role model for so many in the Asian American community. When I got drafted, that was probably the moment where my family, my mom and dad, told me that you're going to be a role model because they're going to see a person like you and think, he made it. He did what he wanted to do. I can do it, Robertson told NHL.com in 2021. That was the first time I really thought about it. I've tried to embrace it since. It's important. It's truly special. In October, the Dallas Stars official Instagram account shared a touching moment showing an 8-year-old Filipino-American player named Graham meeting Robertson in an in-person for his birthday. So Instagram users expressed appreciation for Robertson's gesture. Love this. He's learning early in his career that is really about the fans, one commenter wrote. Representation matters. Hats off to you, Jason, for taking the time with this young fan, another noted. During his rookie season, Robertson racked up a total of 17 goals and 28 assists in 51 games, making him a runner-up for the Calder Memorial Trophy, an award given to the top rookie in the NHL. He was also selected to be part of the 2020-21 NHL All-Rookie Team. In 2021-22 season, Robertson further improved his game, delivering 41 goals and 38 assists in 74 games. He also became the first player in Dallas Stars history to record a hat-trick in consecutive games. Robertson, whose output has so far propelled the Stars to the top of the Central Division, was named the NHL's first Star of the Month in November. With just a quarter completed in the current NHL season, pundits are already suggesting the 23-year-old athlete could be in the running to win the Hart Trophy, the league's most valuable player award. And for right now, we are going to end the show with a song called 20 Days of Christmas, Pascosa Binas. And as we said, we will be taping these interviews with all these great guests in the coming future. Jason Robertson's interview in particular, his will air on our very first episode of the new year of 2023. But for right now, we're going to play 25 Days of Christmas, Pascosa Binas. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Nadarama ko na ang lamig ng hangin, naririnig ko pa maliliit na tinig. May dalang tansang pinagsama-sama, tinawang tamborin ang mga parol ng bawat tahanan. Nagniningning iba
Programming on KFEI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.